We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got another Democrat debate tonight in Ohio. Alex Castellanos is our ABC News political analyst. Good morning to you, Alex. Is this going to be a bloodbath, or are the Democrats still going to be polite to each other this time?
Democrats are going to be polite to each other, but there's going to be a little, a back and forth here for some of these lower tier candidates, the two percenters. They're going to go after Joe Biden a little bit, saying, Uncle Joe, how can you beat Donald Trump if your family is as corrupt as his? And we might see the new front runner, Elizabeth Warren, who's either tied in Iowa or ahead and up a few points in New Hampshire. She might get targeted by somebody like Pete Buttigieg, who says, Elizabeth, you're too far left to win a general election against Donald Trump.
I mean, I guess at some point, if these second tier candidates really hope to have any shot at the top job, at the nomination, then they've got to make a move on Joe Biden. I mean, they've kind of been waiting to see whether things would shake out a different direction. And instead, it looks like it's solidifying.
Right. And you see candidates, I think, like Julian Castro, who's been very aggressive in some of these early debates, maybe adopt that strategy to go after Biden a little bit. But look, it's not going to make that much difference. These lower tier candidates are going to start dropping out for the next debate. A month from now, the standards are going to be higher. We'll see the field reduced from 12 candidates who will be on the stage tonight to about 8. So last gasp time for some of these Democrats.
What do you make of the Hunter Biden interview this morning? You think that's calculated to try to get the Ukraine story and the Hunter Biden story done before Joe Biden actually speaks tonight? Then he can say, oh, this is all over with. I don't have anything else to comment.
He's trying to lance the boil. He is on defense now. He was leaking oil before the Hunter Biden story broke, and now, of course, it's made it even worse. So he's trying to lance the boil, but it's a little too late. He waited a long time to do it. And by the way, there's more to the story. There are other shoes that are going to drop. Hunter resigned from the board of this Japanese investment company, but he kept his equity. Hunter has been on the board of other companies, including Amtrak, while his dad is a senator, was a senator and vice president who had regulated some of these things. So there's more to the story. It doesn't look good for Joe Biden.
You think this is enough to completely derail him and prevent Democrat voters from entrusting him as the nominee?
I think it gives a lot of Democrats an excuse to do what they were already going to do. Democrats are worried that Joe Biden didn't have the energy and the health to take on Donald Trump, and he doesn't represent the squad, Ocasio-Cortez, the left-leaning socialist soul of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party today is much closer to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders than it is to a more moderate Joe Biden.
That's pretty remarkable. Bernie Sanders, another person who I suppose has got to put on a strong performance after his heart attack and the health scares of the last several days.
He sure does, but you know it's going to be tough for him. Even an energetic performance is still going to leave doubts, not with the voters who aren't supporting him, but with the ones who are. Look, nobody wants to send a player back out onto the football field to end his career. It's one thing to play injured, but the stress of a presidential campaign we know is overwhelming. We've seen how presidents age, and a lot of Bernie supporters are going to say, you know, Bernie, you had your shot. That was great. We appreciate it. Thank you. Here's a gold watch. Elizabeth Warren is just like you, but more energetic and healthier. Why don't we go with her?
If you were putting money on it, is that who you think's going to wind up being the nominee?
right now, she looks like the front runner to me. Even when she's tied in the polls in Iowa, her vote is much more intense and passionate. Joe Biden's vote is kind of sitting in the parking lot waiting for somebody else to come along. So, yes, if it's tied going into Iowa, Elizabeth Warren wins by 5 or 6 points at least.
And that can't be good for Democrats nationally. I mean, unless she can recalibrate and kind of rebrand herself. I mean, she makes Hillary Clinton look warm and cuddly.
Cuddly and makes her look moderate. So, yeah, both of those things. She's a little grating. You know, she's got the charisma of sandpaper, and it's just not going to wear well in a general election. But that's where the soul of the Democratic Party is. Look, Pete Buttigieg's problem is that he's the smart one. He's the cool Obama guy. Guess what? Democrats don't want a cool Obama guy. They want an angry socialist, and they want a populist. And that's what Elizabeth Warren is right now.
Really interesting, and we will be watching tonight. Alex Castellanos, our ABC News political analyst, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, good to be with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.